So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding ahib matnasa davakasa ba b'chaim u'bamavas. A shchimra assigned all his assets to someone, and he wrote in the will, b'chaim during my lifetime, and b'mavas after my death. Rav ruled, harehi kematna shchimra. This is considered a matana of a shchimra, and therefore im amat chaser. If the shchimra recovers, he can retract because minichsiv ba b'mavas, achar misa kamarle. He wrote b'mavas to indicate that the matana shall only take effect after death. And behind the chsib b'chaim, simen ba'alma d'chaye. He wrote b'chaim merely as a good omen that he should recover and live. Shmuel disagrees and says, "Arehi kematnas bari." This is considered a matana of a bari, and therefore im amad ein achazer. If the shchimra recovers, he cannot retract, because min the chsib b'chaim mechaim kamar. He wrote b'chaim to indicate that the matana shall take effect immediately while he is still alive. And behind the kasav u'bamavis, command the amar me'atav adoylam. He wrote b'mavis as if to say, from now and forever. Rava adds that Rav would agree, v'ikasev b'mechayim kana. If he wrote, from when I am alive, then it is considered a matana of a bari, and the shchimra cannot retract because, as the Rashbam explains, demash medavka me'ata hischa liknos. Mechayim implies that the matana shall take effect immediately. A meimer, however, concludes, lesach asaka b'seid d'Rava. There is no distinction between mechayim and b'chayim, and in all cases, according to Rav, loy kana, and the shchimra can retract. Zok the Mishnah. If a person assigned all his assets to someone in a will, but he did not indicate in the will whether he was a shchimra or a bari at the time, and now the noisin, the grantor, claims shchimra hayisi, the assets belong to me because I was a dying person at the time, and a shchimra who recovers can retract, while the makabel, the recipient, claims bari hayisa, the assets belong to me because you were a healthy person at the time, and the bari cannot retract. Remeir holds tzarich lehevi raya shchimra haya. The Nisan must prove that he was in fact a Shchimra at the time, otherwise the Mekabel can retract the assets from the Nisan. While the Chacham hold, Hamaitse Mechaveir, all of a Raya. The Mekabel must prove that the Nisan was in fact a Bari at the time, otherwise the Mekabel cannot retract the assets from the Nisan. The explanation of this Machlekes is discussed in the next daf. The Gemara first proceeds with an incident of a similar situation. Hahu matnasa davakasa ba, karavakatsa virami ba'arse v'loikasa ba umigoy mare iftar lebeis elamay. There was a will in which it was written that the Nisan was sick on his deathbed, but it did not indicate whether the Nisan died from this illness. Rabba ruled Hare Meis, Bahare Kivr Mechiachalov. Since the Nisan is now dead, we assume that indeed he died from this illness for which the halacha is Emeis Kana, the Mekabel acquires the Matana. Abaya, however, argues Roiv Chaylim L'chaim. Since the majority of sick people do recover, we assume that he recovered and then died from another illness for which the halacha is Imamat Chazer. The Nisan can retract from the Matana. Abai supports his position from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Hamevi get v'nichi zaken oichela, noisen labacheske shuukayim. A shliach, an agent who is sent to deliver a get of an elderly or ill man, may deliver it under the assumption that the husband is still alive, because as Rashi explains, hemedevra al cheskase. This is based on the general halacha of chazaka, that we assume the last known status to be unchanged, unless known otherwise. The Gemara explains that Rabba, however, disagrees with the Mishnah, and he concurs with the opinion of Reb Nosson in the following brayso, which discusses our case. A person who signed away all his assets to others without leaving anything for himself. If the Nosson is now a Bari and claims to have been a Shchimra at the time of the Matana, who can retract, while the Makabel claims that he was a Bari all along even at the time of the Matana, who cannot retract, mi meitzi miyad mi, who extracts the Matana from whom? Who meitzi miyadim b'loi raya? The hein ein meitzi miyadim b'loi raya div Reb Yaakov. Reb Yaakov says the noisin can extract the matana from the makabel without a proof, while the makabel cannot extract the matana from the noisin without proof, because as Rashbam explains, hemedav al chaskase, we consider the noisin's previously established status of being in possession of the assets. Reb Nosson disagrees and holds im barihu, alav lehevi raya shal yishchimra. If the Nisan is currently healthy, he cannot extract the Matana without proof that he was previously a Shchimra, because Basar Hashtas Linat, we consider the Nisan's current status of Bari as an assumption that he was always a Bari. Accordingly, regarding our case of Ahu Matnasa, Rabba concurs with Reb Nosson that Basar Hashtas Linat, we consider the Nisan's current status of Mace as an assumption that he was always a Chayla, and therefore a Mace Kana. While Abaya concurs with Reb Yaakov that Hemedavar al Chaskasa be considered the Nisan's previously established status of being in possession of the assets, and therefore Immeis Loikana. The Gemara continues. Reb Elazar says, V'letumma k'machlekes. This machlekes Reb Yaakov Reb Nosson also applies to a case of Safik Tumma b'shus ha'yachid, Sveikai Tamei. Any doubt about Tumma that arises in the private area, we assume it to be Tamei. and the Mishnah Masechtas Taharos says, Beka b'moisa chama, rishus hayachid l'shabbos, rishus haram l'tumah. A field in which winter wheat is grown, during the summer, it is considered a private area regarding Shabbos, and a public area regarding tumah, because people pass through the field since it's barren during the summer, and they're v'svei ketar. And b'moisa gishamim, rishus hayachid l'kan l'kan. During the winter, it's considered a private area even regarding tumah, because people do not pass through the field since it's sown with grain, and they're v'svei ketar. Now, if a person comes before Bazin and admits that he had entered a valley of fields in which there was a Tameh item, but he does not know whether it was during the summer and Svekei Tar, or it was during the winter and Svekei Tameh. According to Rabbi Yaakov, Tahar Hamadava Al-Chaskase, the person is Tar because we consider his original status of Tar unless Aiden testify otherwise that he entered the field during the winter. Well, according to Rabbi Nassin, it depends. Im nishal b'maisachama tar. If the person came before Bezin in the summer, he's tar because basar hashdas linen. We consider his current status as an assumption that this event occurred in the summer. And im nishal b'maisachama tami. If he came before Bezin in the winter, he's tami because basar hashdas linen. We consider his current status as an assumption that this event occurred in the winter.